with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Drug agents seized thousands of pounds of meth at a farmer's market in Georgia.
Special agent in charge, Robert Murphy with the Drug Enforcement Administration, says they found 2,300 pounds of meth hidden in celery at a Georgia's farmer's market.
That was what was hiding it. Obviously, we threw away the celery, so there's no concerns of buying celery at the grocery store.
A semi-trailer coming across the Mexican border raised suspicion. Agents then zeroed in on the Atlanta State Farmer's Market in Forest Park, where a Mexican citizen was arrested. The DEA says it's one of the largest seizures of its kind. Sound courtesy WSB. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The judge in Donald Trump's New York criminal case is refusing to step aside. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump lost his latest bid for a new judge in the case as it heads toward a key ruling and potential sentencing next month. Judge Juan Merchan declined to step aside and said Trump's demand was a rehash rife with inaccuracies and unsubstantiated claims about his ability to remain impartial. It's the third time Merchan has rejected such a request. The Trump legal team contends the judge has a conflict of interest because his daughter works as a political consultant for prominent Democrats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ernesto has strengthened into a hurricane and is dropping torrential rain on Puerto Rico, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power and water in the U.S. territory. Ernesto threatens to strengthen into a major storm en route to Bermuda. It's forecast to move through open waters for the rest of the week and make its closest approach to Bermuda on Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 242 points, the Nasdaq rose 5. This is SRN News. A new effort to protect Christian college students.
It's called Campus Faith Alliance, and it's the work of the Religious Freedom Institute. RFI President David Trimble tells the Christian Post that the new organization will address, quote, growing challenges for students of faith on America's college campuses. He says the alliance will defend religious freedom for all students, including Jewish students besieged lately by anti-Semitism. Alliance chapters will begin appearing on several university campuses this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to amend the state constitution to create a right to abortion. Election officials say an initiative to that end has received more than enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. If approved by a majority of voters, it would reverse the state's near-total ban on abortions. At least half a dozen states will be voting on abortion rights this fall, including Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota. This is SRN News. A first-of-its-kind ruling in California.
A federal judge ruled that the University of California, Los Angeles, cannot allow pro-Palestinian protesters to block Jewish students from accessing classes and other parts of the campus. The preliminary injunction marks the first time a U.S. judge has ruled against a university over the demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war on college campuses. UCLA argued it had no legal responsibility over the issue because protesters, not the university, blocked Jewish students' access to the school. John Scott reporting.
A suburban New York county has officially banned people from wearing masks in public except for health or religious reasons. The shift comes as authorities seek to stop violent protesters from obscuring their identities. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman signed the bill, calling the legislation a bill that protects the public. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.